Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do we have a treat? We have the president.
Yes, we do.
Well, it's always says we have a president here. Ted Taylor is the president of Sports Tech Venues Incorporated. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Welcome aboard.
Hey, let's move that microphone.
Yeah, get a little closer
so
there.
People can hear your,
there you go.
So people can hear your Connecticut accent.
Makes it very, yeah.
It's a Milford accent.
You're right. It is.
Right from Texas.
So Sports Tech Venues has to do with betting, and we've talked till we're blue in the face about legalizing sports betting in Connecticut. We're both for it. I'm a sports guy, but raised into sports as well. But for the listeners who aren't familiar with it, or the hosts, explain what Sports Tech Venues is.
So basically, it's what most people in the state would call OTB.
Right.
So it's off-track betting. It's the it's the long-standing licensee to run the off-track betting locations, telephone, and internet platform. Based down in New Haven, we've got about 400 people in the state. We run some other businesses from New Haven as well because we got a wider business, and so we're all based down there. And that's what we do. We've got a couple of Bobby Valentine's restaurants in the state as
well. That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Which are attached to OTB, so that's a kind of a combination of a big fancy restaurant with an off-track betting element as well.
Let me ask one more question, Ramy. I'm sorry. How popular is off-track betting now?
It's obviously something that's not quite as popular as it was back in the day, just because there are so many more options, one of which obviously is illegal betting on sports. It's so prevalent these days, and it's so easy to do just with digital technology. But one of the ways I explain it as I go around the bazaars, speak to legislators and, you know, the governor's office, all that sort of thing, is I say, look, many of our locations are, they're like a big Elks club. So there's a lot of
I like it.
There's a lot of guys of a certain age, and they're in there, and they're, you know, they might be having a beer, they might not, but, you know, they're just actually with a pile of buddies have been doing it for a very long time, and you know, it's great fun. You know, there's a couple of quiet days a week, like everything else,
mm-hmm. Right.
But it mirrors the a restaurant trade in that, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're still very busy.
Ted, at this point, you go into one of the OTBs. What can you bet on?
Horses, okay. Greyhounds, and High Life. Believe it or not, you can still bet on High Life from Florida. Yep. Yeah, people love it because it's, you know, without denigrating it, it's kind of a lucky numbers type of thing. People still like to do that. Same way as people like to bet Keno. You know, so people are still betting quite a lot on High Life.
I remember when the High Life frontons were
north,
here, Hartford and Milford.
Then it was run by Whitey Bulger and the mob out of Boston.
I believe it was.
And then the guy who was running it was killed in Oklahoma. But
I don't think they ran it. They just took their cut.
They were taking a cut. Exactly right. All right. Sorry.
The state wouldn't have licensed them, but
how many other states right now have legalized sports betting?
I think it's 7 right now. It's kind of a fast-changing marketplace, but I think it's about 7. You know, the most popular, successful would probably be, well, definitely it's New Jersey.
Right.
They had a bit of a head start because they got stuck into it. And fairly obviously, it's a long-established gaming state anyway. But it's 7 right now. Lots more states got it on the statute books.
What's the difficulty from your aspect in states approving legalized sports betting? Is it they're worried about the image? Is it because they think it'll lead to more, you know, the people for some reason, and I've heard this from state legislators, and I want to scream, but that's not my nature.
But there you go. That is one of the issues.
You know, they're afraid that, you know, it's going to turn people to a life of crime. What's the biggest reason, in your opinion, as somebody who's so involved with this, why states have been slow to ramp up?
Well, just because historically, Connecticut, like a lot of states, has been pretty strict on allowing this sort of thing. Horse racing, you know, has been a, you know, very long established, you know, the Derby is the famous two, you know, best 2 minutes in sport kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I just think with sports and it was made illegal, many would argue, because the lobbying from Vegas was much more powerful than anybody else. And it just stuck like that. Most of the people I speak to see it as being not a big deal, or logical to allow it just because they know it's happening already. And I've gone in multiple meetings where I've said we could go and place a sports bet in any one of 3 or 4 bars a couple of miles from here.
You bet you could.
And everybody acknowledges that fact, whether they're for or against sports betting.
You betcha.
So what we're saying is, look, you know, just put it in an already existing licensed, regulated framework that's already controlled by the state. And
right.
We'll bring tax revenues to the state and keep our jobs safe.
Okay, we need to take to keep our jobs safe.
Yeah, we need to take a break or our jobs aren't safe.
Yeah, it's 8:46 WTIC. Back with Ted Taylor in just a moment. I am Ray Dunaway. Jody Ambrosio is here, and we have a very special guest today.
Yeah, we're visiting with Ted Taylor. He's the president of Sports Tech Venues Incorporated, which operates the OTB parlors in our state, and also is interested in becoming involved when Connecticut eventually, which we think will happen, legalizes sports betting. The one thing that's gotten me, Ted, in the discussion is that because we have the pre-existing contracts with the casinos, yes, they want to be the ones who control the sports betting. Now, right. I follow sports and I hear all the ads on our sister station in New York, which run incessantly, and it doesn't seem like that's the case anywhere else. Is this unique in the sports betting world that the tribes want to control it?
I think it's a result of the compact. Right. It's called the compact precisely that the state has with the tribes, right, and the tribes, are interpreting it one way when it comes to sports betting, sports right wagering, and what we do, as many others are doing, is we're preferring to take the opinion of the previous Attorney General, which is that it isn't included in the compact.
Could that be a sticking point?
It's a little bit of a sticking point at the moment, but you know, we're hoping that can be resolved.
Right.
And I would assume that MGM, then, were it to come to pass, they'd be involved as well.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see how MGM have a horse in the race when it comes to this particular subject, because they're not here. They've got no employees.
Right.
Yeah, fine. They show up with a lot of lobbyists, etc.
Right.
But you know, they don't have anything within the state. You know, there's only really two licensed gaming betting operators, and that's Sportech and the two tribal nations.
Exactly.
Three.
How many, in a perfect world, let's say tomorrow the governor and the legislature says, we're passing it, it's not just going to the tribes, sports tech's going to be involved, where would you decide where to put parlors, or you know, however, how do we want to describe where you would go and place the bet?
Yeah, generally speaking, what we're saying is that we have an existing estate of 16 locations. And
right,
and I remember, you know, many people listening will have remembered how every single one of those locations went through a really lengthy, complicated approval process just right to be in a town or a city.
The current OTB
they're
places,
they're the OTBs,
right,
and they're not like the old OTBs.
Right.
You know, they're decent places now. So we're
seasoned.
Saying put the sports betting into a place that's currently licensed by the state and by the individual towns and cities.
Right.
You know, it's got the security, it's got the cameras, it's got the people, it's got the infrastructure that's already existing within the capital as well. Because DCP, who control it, they're going to be responsible for controlling sports wagering even when it happens.
How involved would you be with an app, with that, allowing people to use an app? Because I listen to the Fan, our station in New York.
And that's all they do.
They talk about, you know, guys talk about using the whatever one they're advertising at the time, that app to place bets and stuff.
Yeah, so what's happened, the more mature markets with sports betting,
right,
let's call it Europe, Australia.
Which is, we were talking off here, it's much more advanced over there because it's been done for so long. I mean,
what happened broadly in England in something like 1960, they said, this is crazy, legalize it, control it, regulate
right
it.
Right.
And that's why you never had any problems after that.
Well, and it's huge with the EPL. I mean,
you
watch a match and then you see advertisements scrolling across.
It's enormous. And it's actually one of the things that massively increases the viewers
right
of sports. So it's a great thing for the leagues, not so much for the companies paying for the viewing rights, but people are watching what they want to have a bet on.
Ted, if this does come to pass, and the timeline, I guess, is rather uncertain. We don't know. It depends on what the legislature does. What then can we bet on?
Well, it's one of the things that each individual legislature is doing is deciding on what you can bet on. But it's a pretty wide range of different bets. I mean, literally, if you'd seen what you could bet on in Rhode Island for the Super Bowl.
Oh, we were talking.
Yeah, you know,
all the prop bets.
Yeah,
are
lots
hysterical
of different prop bets. And, you know, I don't see a problem with any of those. For me, having the range of bets, as long as you have the integrity services on one side,
right, Well, the problem, one thing that, and if you remember, we were talking about the mob just a while ago. One of the big things was, the Boston College fix.
Yeah.
In which they, okay, so is the NCAA, are they a factor in this, the holy NCAA?
Yeah, they may be. And what I do, it's almost the same as professional sports. So obviously the college athletes aren't being paid. But the more that gaming on those products is above the parapet, so right. It's legal and it can be seen, so that anybody with any interest in what's actually happened can say to somebody like Sportech, I want you to show me all the bets that took place on this particular event. It's much better that any bets placed on those events is legal rather than illegal.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Somebody trying to pull something like the Boston College thing
is
more likely to try and do it underground,
of course,
than with a legal operator.
Well, and there's so many, as you said, with all the prop bets for the Super Bowl, there's so many different bets that you can make. You can make season-long bets, like you can bet over-unders, wins, losses, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can individual games. There's a million ways that you can bet. And look, it's a enterprise, as Ted said, it's in seven other states. And I think, and we've talked about this, Ray, man, I think we're letting an opportunity to bring revenue into the state, and God knows we need it.
Final question. What happens, Ted? All right, let's say New Jersey's got it. And do you run New Jersey? Is that yours?
No.
Okay, Rhode Island, is that yours?
Nope.
Okay, but it's with the casinos. Everybody starts to get, casinos, and then their handle goes down at our two casinos. Does that become a problem? In other words, is the market saturated?
No, it's not saturated. What we're already seeing quite clearly from our locations is that people are actually going to Jersey and up to Rhode Island now, every day to do their betting.
Because you can't bet. Happening. You can't use the apps to bet unless you're in the state.
Okay.
And just to respond to your online, it kind of doesn't work properly unless you have online with retail.
Right.
And the reason is, I said earlier, people will continue to bet with an illegal operator.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is, get revenue for my company, obviously, but also it is about tax receipts for the state, keeping jobs in the state.
Well, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate
it's good.
It. Good
nice
luck. Keep
you.
Us updated. Stop by. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, guys. Great
we'll work
to meet
on
you.
That New York accent, too.
Yeah, I'll try.
Ted Taylor, president of Sports Tech Venues Incorporated.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!